Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. This is Ken Shepherd. Welcome again to our radio show. Sorry, I'm a little bit late by about a minute. So I hope everybody's enjoyed the different shows. I understand some folks have listened in the archives. I wanted to give the guest call-in phone number. It's 347-989-1329. And I also wanted to give you a disclaimer, which I probably should be doing at the beginning of each show. So, and I'll do it at the I'll do it right now. Let's see, where is the disclaimer? Okay, here we go. All the information we've given you, and we will give you in this radio broadcast, has been secured from sources. Creative Flips Incorporated in my office and I believe are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in this show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips Inc. or me, Ken Shepherd, in any manner. Creative Flips Inc. accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in this show. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, or any other professional that can help you to understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. So thank you for allowing me to do that disclaimer. Again, my name is Ken Shepherd. I have a company called Creative Flips Incorporated. We have been in real estate for about 30 years, recently closed about $25 million in deals and put up a soft group of funds to purchase up to $500 million in assets. We do loans, purchases, partnerships, equity participations, credit enhancements, things like that. You can learn more about us at our website, www.creativeflips.com. And you can look at the resume accomplishment tabs, read all about us on the site, become a member, however you feel is best. The phone number to reach us if you ever have any questions outside of the show is 818-585-9706. Or you can send an email to F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, I as in India, at Pacbell, PACBELL.net. So we've spoken in a last few episodes about how to find different kinds of property and how to work with them. We spoke about foreclosures both before and after the auction and at the auction. We also spoke about finding properties by just driving around and looking at them from the building and safety standpoint. What I thought might be helpful is to talk a little bit about how to work with realtors and find properties through realtors. The realtors, of course, are a big part of the lifeblood of the entire system of the real estate industry. My wife is one, has been one for quite a long time, successfully. And realtors need commissions. And of course, the commissions come from sales. They're not paid any kind of salary. 99% of the time, I've never known a realtor actually to be on salary. They're all on commission. So they're very motivated to help you get deals done. They'll be very helpful to you in trying to find deals for you and help you get deals put together and help you write contracts and all those kind of good things. What's very important to understand is how realtors generally get paid. If a seller has a property and they want to sell it through a realtor, they generally sign a listing agreement, whether it's an exclusive for a period of time, a non-exclusive, which is I believe called an agency agreement, or other kinds of agreements. There will be some sort of an understanding between the seller and the listing agent as to how they want to handle the property, how the seller wants it handled, that is. So a listing agent will have generally a listing broker. And a listing broker is somebody that has a broker's agent is not a broker, but a broker is an agent. A broker is one step over an agent. So if you're dealing with somebody that's a person, they're either an agent or a broker. And if they're a broker, they're also an agent. An agent always has to pay small percentage or perhaps a large percentage of their money that they earned to their broker for the right to use the broker's license and to be underneath that broker's license. Sometimes they have a 50-50 split, and sometimes it's as much as 100% to the agent, as long as the agent pays monthly desk fees or things like that, or no desk fees sometimes and just pays a fee if they close a deal, which is a very nice way for an agent to be compensated if they're strong enough to be on their own. Realtors can find you property that's either listed through their office or listed through other agents' offices in what's called the multiple listing service, or any number of ways realtors can find properties through attorneys, escrow officers, title officers, all kinds of folks they deal with all day long that they're looking for properties from to help buyers buy property and to help sell assets for sellers. An agent who's representing a seller, when they sign an agreement, let's just say it's a 6% agreement. And that 6% is going to the agent who represents the seller, less whatever they have to pay their broker, unless they are the broker. And unless they find another agent who is representing a buyer, in the case where they find the buyer themselves, they will get the 6% minus whatever they have to pay their broker. If they have to bring in another agent to help them with a buyer, then they generally split 3% and 3% in my example to each broker, and then, of course, within each broker, each agent of each broker. Or if the broker is the agent finding the deal, then, of course, there is no agent because the broker is handling it themselves. So that's called cooperation. And when they put it in the multiple, they're offering to cooperate. When they don't put it in the multiple, they're trying to sell it to a buyer that they may know outside of the multiple so they can make more money, and it's called a pocket listing or a silent listing because it's outside of the multiple. So agents can be a fantastic source for helping you find deals, and they're all over the country. They buy and sell all over the country. They buy and sell every kind of property you can imagine. And they're always looking for more property, and they're always looking for more buyers. So as a buyer, you're looking to find the properties. The properties can be whatever kind you want and from whatever you want, whatever kind of asset you're looking for, shopping centers, land, houses, whatever. You can give the agent all kinds of criteria as to exactly what you want, and then they'll try and find that for you. Now, how do you find an agent? Well, if you know an agent, you can certainly call any real estate agent's office or broker's office, like a Century 21 or any of those folks, and speak to an agent that could help you. Now, generally, when the person that answers the phone has what's called floor time, which means that they're there waiting for people like you who do not have representation on the buyer side or the seller side to call them and help them, and have them help you, that is, with your deals. Now, if you call them and you don't know who to talk to, you'll end up working with them because that's what they do. They got the floor time and you called on the floor time. What we recommend, instead of doing it that way, because then you don't know who you're working with, is you go to like an attorney or an escrow officer that's already deeply involved in foreclosures, and when you finish talking to them, they can recommend you to agents that they like that deal heavily in the foreclosure market. So you can get a referral from an attorney or from an escrow or title person or whatever, or a CPA, to somebody that's already experienced in foreclosures. And that would be the best person for you, or the person that's experienced in distressed real estate if you're looking to purchase distressed real estate, which is where I think you can make the most money without having any money, which is what our whole show is about. And when you talk to the attorneys or CPAs or folks like that, just tell them you're a buyer, you're looking for properties, and can they recommend an agent to you that would be a really good real estate agent? And if you say, I have the ability to show proof of funds, that's also very helpful. Again, we talked about that the other day, of making sure you have your money sources lined up before you start looking at the properties, because in case you get asked about where's your money to make your closing happen, you want to make sure you can provide proof of funds. It doesn't mean you'll spend the money, because your deals can be contingent or non-contingent. Contingent meaning that there's certain conditions that you set on the deal before you agree to close it. If it's non-contingent, there are none. I bought deals where there's no contingencies at all other than a clear title report. No physical inspection, no termite, nothing. So, but that's another whole discussion about contingencies and properties and offers and things like that. But for this call, for this show, what I'd like to do is kind of focus on finding the right kind of realtor. So, now that you've talked to attorneys or CPAs or escrow or title folks, or maybe you go to networking meetings or meetups or wherever you go to find those kind of people, which you can do at no cost. You can go to the internet, look at meetup in your local area, just put in meetup in your city, and generally there's probably one there, and it's all about real estate. Just put in meetup. Let's say you're in Nashville, put up Nashville meetup real estate, and it'll come up right in your Google search, and you'll be able to find meetups in your local area. You can go to meet people or investors clubs or whatever, and there's lots of different ways to find folks that you can network with. But again, that's also another topic that we'll do at another time. But the whole idea here is you want to find the right kind of realtor. So if you go to different events or you talk to different people like we've been talking about, and you find realtors, you call the realtor and say, I was referred by such and such, which obviously gives you another layer of credibility, and you say, I'm a buyer and I'm interested in looking for property. They say, okay, fine, and say, I have proof of funds if you need it. Most of the time they won't ask to see it, but if they do, you'll have it. And you talk to them about how they can help you find properties. So then you give them your criteria of exactly what you want. If you say, you're looking for single-family homes, and you say, okay, I'm looking for single-family homes that are in trouble or are, you know, physically damaged, fire damaged, whatever issues that are going on with them, and they want to sell them. They obviously want to sell them because they're looking to sell them through the multiple or through any number of sources that agent may have or that broker, like we talked about, may have access to. That you ask them to show you properties that may fit into your criteria. And you can give them any criteria you want. You could tell them you want single family homes priced between 100 and 200,000 in such and such a zip code or wherever you want the properties. Obviously, if you're going for properties in Florida, you want to work with a Florida agent. So if you're going to Tampa, you want to work with an agent in Tampa. You wouldn't want to work with a Tampa agent necessarily for properties in Nebraska. You'd want to work with a Nebraska agent. So you find the agent, you start talking to the agent, and you get friendly with them, maybe have lunch with them or go to their office and just sit and talk with them. And as I can, all the time, be professional. Say, look, I'm interested in having you help me. Thank you very much for your time and working with me, because remember, they're working with you on commission, so their time is very valuable to them. And they want to make sure that they're using their time wisely, and you want to respect their time. So the most important thing is you have to find the property. This is another way to find the property. So you talk to the realtors. You give them your exact criteria. If you've got buyers that are planning to buy from you, subject to your having the property available for them to buy, then you very well are looking for properties that fit that buyer's criteria. So you can turn that property to that buyer immediately upon your having the ability to have it a contract. So the key here is, again, we're going to try and stay focused on how to find an agent and how to get an agent to work with you rather than go into contracts and offers and all that today. So you want to build that relationship with that agent. It's very important that you have the trust of that agent. That's key. Because if they trust you, then they'll help you. If they don't trust you, they don't believe you can perform, they may not take you so seriously. And of course, the more deals you close and the more you can show agents about what you've closed, the better if you'll be, because you'll be able to have a track record. But initially, if you have no track record, you have to find somebody that just trusts you and wants to work with you and believes you can make things happen and get them paid and make some money for yourself. So once you give the agent the criteria, and once they're comfortable with you, that agent will start looking for properties that fit that criteria for you. Now, you may or may not want to give that agent the opportunity or the authority to write offers on your behalf, as long as you structure the offers in a way where you have no liability or expense and you don't have to write any checks. Then the agent can do that for you all day long, because you can make the offer subject to physical inspection. You can also say that the deposit to be provided upon acceptance by the seller, or maybe within 72 hours or 48 hours or 24 hours of acceptance by the seller. So you have time to put your deposit together and get it over to the escrow office if it's accepted. But the key is the agent will then go into the marketplace. They'll go to the multiple. They'll go to sources they know, and they'll find different people in their world that they can talk to help find those deals for you. And the reason that, again, we want you to talk to people that are the agents, that is, that are referred to you rather than call on the phone to any agency office, is you'll end up getting somebody that's experienced in working with these kinds of assets, distressed properties, quick closings, all cash, the kinds of things that they want to hear. When you say, I'll close quick, it's all cash, and I just want it subject to maybe a short inspection period or maybe no inspection period, depending on if you have a buyer that will buy from you with no inspection periods. If you do, that's fine. You can make it that same way and just mirror the offer from the new buyer to the offer you would make on the property if the new buyer is buying from you. But I don't want to get this too complicated. The most important thing is you want to make an offer to purchase the property, and you want to make it with the agent, and the agent can either make it for you or they can find properties, and then you can make the offers with the agent. So if the agent's making the offers for you, of course you have to come up with a form, and that's a little more sophisticated because you have to believe the agent knows how to write the offers, they're using your name and all that kind of good stuff. So probably in the beginning, you want to just find the properties with the agent, go over them, make sure everybody agrees, that both of you agree that it's an offer that you should make. Maybe the agent talks to the other agent on the other side and who's representing the seller and lets you know that or tells you what they find out, or maybe it's another agent in their office, or maybe they have something in a pocket or a silent listing like we talked about earlier. But in any event, they find some properties that might meet your criteria. The other thing about agents are that, as I said, they work on commission, so they're always very busy trying to find that next commission. And you want to be the person they call when they have deals that come their way that are pockets or silence or even they see in the multiple, because you want to be able to react quickly, and they want to be able to react quickly, I should say, and have you react on the deal as the buyer. Now, of course, if it's in the multiple, it's pretty much broadcast to all the local agents and buyers that are available to take a look at that asset. Of course, if it's on the multiple on the Internet, it goes all over the world, and buyers come from all over. But for the sake of the show, let's just talk about the fact that buyers are generally represented by agents. If they're not, they're investors, but for the purpose of this call, or this show rather, let's say that the buyers are represented by agents and the sellers are represented by agents, okay? So if you're a buyer and you have the agent and the agent trusts you and they provide you properties, then you have properties to look at and you have properties that they could consider helping you purchase, okay? Now, the next thing is, once you have the properties that you're interested in buying, you could either drive by them, you can buy them without driving by them, or whatever it makes you the most comfortable. My feeling is that you always want to make as many offers as you can, because a lot of people are going to have counteroffers. You're going to have all kinds of things happen back and forth before you might get to a settlement number. And I feel that it's very important to have a lot of offers in place because many of them will fall out along the way. Your price might be not something they won't take today. They may take it 3 months, but they won't take it now. So you want to look for those motivated sellers that want to sell right now that are saying things like make all offers, buyer damaged, fixer, structural problems, whatever it may be. And those are the properties you want to buy because, first of all, they're going to be priced better. And second of all, there's not going to be as many people that want to buy those properties because they may not want to do those kind of repairs, which means you limit the number of people that are your competition. And that's the other thing. You always want to limit your competition, and the best way to do that is to get the edge by having that agent that brings you the deals that they see right away, either in the multiple or not, and provide you with opportunities to make acquisitions that could be good for you, either resell, keep for rental, or whatever you want to do. And as I said, we will continue to talk about how to find investors, how to put things together, how to bring the pieces to the table to make deals close, and all those good things. But for right now, what I wanted to do in this particular show was talk mostly about working with the agents. So we have about 8 minutes left. The call number is 347-989-1329 if you want to call in. So in regards to offers, let's talk about that process. So once an agent brings you an offer and the offer is countered, it's either countered with it's either accepted as written or they're going to provide you with a counteroffer, or they're not going to counter at all. If they don't like your offer and they don't feel it's appropriate, they may not counter whatsoever, which happens all the time. Or they may counter you with certain things that they want in order to make it work, and then either you counter them again or you accept some of their counterpoints and you work to get to a point of an acceptance. The key in all of this is to get an accepted offer. Because once you have an accepted offer, you have a contract that you can market to either resell to an investor, assign to an investor at the close, that's a cash investor, and make a fee at the close, close on it with an investor and then keep it for a rental, close on it with an investor and then turn it to another investor, fix it up after you close on it and repair it and then resell it or rent it. There's a lot of things you can do, but at the beginning of the process, you have to have a contract on the asset. If you don't have a contract, there's nowhere to go. So when you're getting counteroffers, usually they'll give you a time frame they want you to counter in. And when you write your offers, you'll write a time frame that you want them to respond by, because you always want to say, look, I'm writing this offer. This offer expires at such and such a time. Now, lots of times, you know, the expirations are flexible because people want to sell and buy, but at the end of the day, the most important thing is you will get countered, and then you have to talk to the agent and work with the agent on the counterpoints and try and come up with something that's acceptable to all parties. Now, if you have something that's acceptable and you got a closed, approved purchase contract and you're ready to go into escrow, we were going to talk about that on another show. This show is about working with the agents. So we have a little over 5 minutes left, and I want to talk to you about a couple of experiences I've had with agents. The most important thing that I can tell you, again, is so much about trust. You want an agent that trusts you, and you want an agent that you can trust. You want somebody that you feel you can work with, that you like, that likes you, that wants to work with you, that has your best interests at heart and theirs. And remember always, if you ever have a problem with the agent, you can always talk to them about it, or you can always talk to their broker. And if they are a broker, you can always, you know, talk to them. And if that doesn't work, you could either not go to that broker anymore or that agent anymore. That's always your choice. Or you can, you know, take the appropriate actions with their real estate board if they've done something you feel is really bad. But hopefully that never happens. We try and avoid that through referrals, and that's how we do our business and have from the beginning. So we always want to work with agents that we know as much as we can, unless we were calling off a real estate sign, in which case you're dealing with the agent who represents the seller. And we'll talk about that some more, as I said, in another time, because that's another conversation about finding signs that are listings and calling up the agents and how you can buy those kinds of properties. But for right now, let's just talk a little bit more about working with the agent. So you want somebody that you like, you want somebody that you trust, and you want somebody that really is going to work closely with you, return your phone calls, respond to your emails, and be respectful to you and responsive to you. That's very, very important. And so what we found is working with agents is lots of times they are very motivated to get things done because obviously they want to close. And when we first started out in the industry many, many years ago, I met an agent who I bought some properties through, who I met with just going into the office. I just happened to get lucky and find a good agent, but I don't recommend you do that. It's just the way I did it that time. I learned a little bit about how that all worked, and it ended up working out okay, but I really didn't know that much about what I was doing at the time. I was just kind of tripping along and learning as I go. But agents can, you know, we've had some great experiences with some commercial agents. We've closed a lot of business with commercial agents. They've done very nice commissions, and they, of course, are very happy, and they come back again. We've had other agents we've worked with that, you know, we felt that after we started with them, they didn't really have our best interests at heart, and we didn't feel really good about them, or we wanted to change agents because we felt like they were not really responding to us properly, or, you know, whatever. So when you're working with agents, the keys are, like I said, trust and commitment. You want somebody that's really committed to you to work with you and help you close, and you want somebody that you can trust and somebody you get along with and the personalities fit together. So so we have about 2 minutes left, and I thought I would just spend that time talking just a little bit about what we've also seen when you're working with agents in regards to moving into escrow. Agents obviously want to get to escrow as soon as they can because it means that they're getting closer to closing a deal and getting a check. As much as possible, once you get to escrow, we'll talk about that in another show, you want to make sure you stay very, very close with the escrow officer and remain friendly with them all the time, because they're the person that's going to help close that file and make your deal finish, hopefully, and get you a completed transaction. When you're working with agents, again, we like to work with people that we know. We like to work with people we have referred to us. Referrals can be attorneys, CPAs, bank officers, guys who are working with stocks and bonds, and gals too, of course, and all these things, and different kinds of people. We've been referred to agents by other people that have done business with those agents, and all kinds of folks. So it's just a matter of just, you know, thinking about how you might be able to find that right kind of agent for you. And hopefully that same agent will work with you over and over again, because once you get to an agent and you build a relationship, they'll try and bring you more and more property, because obviously each time they bring you a property, they get a commission. So the whole key here is find that right agent and work with that agent and make yourself some money. I have 10 seconds left. Thank you very much for listening today. We've enjoyed being with you once again. You can listen in the archives to the calls, and have a good day. Bye.